Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Filthy and Lance. Old Lance and Old Filthy. Where'd we go? Old Lance and Old Filthy were here yesterday on the show, and apparently it was a slow news day, but that's changed for today. We got a lot of news to get into. It appears that NXT cuts are ongoing as we speak. There's one name out, and probably more to come over the next hour, so we'll be talking about that live here on the air. SmackDown is tonight, which is the go-home SmackDown for Sunday night's main event, this stupid day of the week thing. Sunday night's main event, which is on Sunday. So we'll go over the card for those shows. We got Collision this weekend as well, which was taped. And all of the rest of the news. We have got notes on the all-in buy rate, which did very well. We got some notes on ticket sales for the Worlds Collide pay-per-view, the WWE Worlds Collide, which is coming up in Rosemont, Illinois, September 26th. We've got some wrestling school news, and we've got some notes on Matt Cardona's injury and plenty more. If you want to text old Lancer and I today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off here today, everybody. Lots of news, Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Lance is joining us here today. What's up, Lance?
Not a lot, just ready for some fun on a Friday.
I heard the show was really boring yesterday.
Who'd you hear that from?
You, actually.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Let me find out what he said right here. I asked how the show was doing yesterday, and Lance says, great. We don't need gummies. We don't blow our stack. That's a horribly boring show.
No, it's not.
No one wants to listen to just two dudes droning on about nothing. We got to have some excitement. Oh, Brian Rose liked it. That's actually surprising because Tom helped co-host it. And he called him fat the other day. Can you believe it? Someone else called somebody fat. Oh, yeah, Grayson Waller called Mason Rook fat. He came out in the main event angle on NXT, and Grayson Waller said, grab the wide-angle lens. Jeez.
Well, he is a large man.
Terrible. All right. Let's talk about a couple of news notes. There's actually a lot I got to talk about and clarify. I was gone yesterday. I got to clear up a lot of this misinformation that was out. Although I don't think it was you guys. Although it might have been. All right, so first off, there are NXT cuts going on as we speak. And Jasper Troy is gone. And there are likely more coming up in the next hour or so. So probably we'll be talking about some of those names here on the show. Jasper Troy, I think he was one of the LFG winners, if I recall correctly. And, you know, big, strong dude. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, Keanu Carver is also a big, strong dude, and he's lapped this guy in the last 6 months. And I got nothing against Jasper Troy, but, you know, the thing has always been that When you make it, I guess, to the main NXT roster, you have to show improvement every 6 months. Like, every 6 months, everybody gets evaluated. And if you're not showing what they believe to be great improvement, then you're on the chopping block. There's just so many people. Like, you guys have no idea how many people are signed and in that performance center right now. It's just, it's 100% a numbers game. And that doesn't mean that Jasper Troy can't be a huge success in wrestling, but I guess they just determined that he had not improved enough over the last 6 months, and so he is gone. And there are probably others that we will be talking about here in the next hour as well. He was a season one winner of LFG, and he is the first name announced today. So all the best to him. I was kind of given the impression that this decision had been made a little while ago, and it's just coming out today. But he did tweet 30 days. So I guess today is officially the day that he has been released. And with WWE on the main roster, if you are cut, it is usually a 90-day no-compete. And if you are in NXT, it is usually a 30-day no-compete. And to clear it up for people, and somebody actually talked about this, I think it was actually Jinder Mahal, had to explain the no-compete to everybody because, you know, people get cut and then fans complain, you know, how dare they not allow them to work for 90 days or whatever. And being, when you get cut from WWE, basically what happens is, especially for example NXT, they're alerting you that you're basically cut in 30 days, and they pay you your salary for those 30 days. It's not like Jasper Troy is now unemployed, making no money, and he can't work for 30 days. Or if you're on the main roster, they cut you on a certain day, you stop getting paid, and then you can't go anywhere for 90 days. You're paid the entire time. You just can't work until the no, you can't work elsewhere until the no compete is up. And if I recall correctly, I think there have been people who have been cut, and like during that 90 days, they've been asked to come back and do something. And I don't know if they ever have, but that has happened.
I think there was a case where someone did, yeah.
I think somebody did once. And, you know, people were talking about like with Kyrie. It's like, you know, can they get her back to at least finish that thing with Asuka during her no-compete? And it didn't happen. So anyway, Jasper is the first name, and I believe there will be more.
That's the thing I find no one talks about. Like, when you talk about the 100 or 200 people in NXT, and when you consider how many people they call up to the main roster in a calendar year, like, 90% of the people who get signed to NXT aren't going to succeed in the WWE system.
No.
Like, that's just the numbers. That the way they play it. They're not really, really picky on who they recruit. They just sign a whole bunch of people, and then whoever happens to actually catch fire, succeed, whatever, they go on. But there are countless people that get cut, many which you probably never even hear about because they never made it to anywhere where you know who they were.
I should also mention that it was a story out yesterday, and I don't want to throw anybody under the bus because things happen. Happened to me many times. But the story was basically that there were people in WWE production that were unhappy that the Raw angle on Monday where the Usos were attacked was pixelated. And apparently the story was Netflix demanded they edit it and pixelate it, and that people in WWE were upset about how heavy-handed Netflix was. Now, I mean, when I watched it, I didn't think for one second this had anything to do with Netflix. It was a taped show, and because it was a taped show, they had the opportunity to make an angle look even more violent by having to edit out the graphic bleeding or whatever. And there was also the promo that Jacob Fatu did where he not only dropped an F-bomb, he dropped an MF-bomb. And they were able to bleep that out because it was a taped show. And that, of course, got people talking that he had said that on the show. So I was told that this was not a Netflix thing. And, you know, it was pointed out to me by somebody who worked in WWE production that if they shot an angle and Netflix demanded that they, you know, edit it out, I mean, why did they put it all over their social media pixelated? You know? And They did. They put the pixelated angle all over everywhere. And then I think later Triple H put out the unedited version, which was really not all that graphic at all, but it's out there. But, sometimes Netflix does some editing of the shows when they go live. But, you know, I was told that was not the situation here. And, you know, Vince used to do this as well when he was in charge, long before there was a Netflix, you know, edited show, you know, do something where it can be pixelated or whatever on the when it airs on television. So that is the story there. Also want to clear this up. There was a story that the New Day had asked for. They'd been told they needed to take a 75% pay cut. 75%. And that is not the number. I was told from people who know these guys that it was just over 50%. And if you recall, you know, when we started talking about how, you know, WWE was asking all these main roster guys to take pay cuts, I mean, we had been told at the time it was 50%. And Ridge Holland just happened to come out and he announced that his requested pay cut during his, quote, contract negotiations was 56%. And I believe that that is exactly what the New Day was asked to take, 56%. It was just over 50. So, obviously, you know, they're out of there. And then we had the best comment of the day from AJ Francis, who noted he took a 100% pay cut. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home. If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Lance, who's got some stuff to say about no competes as a former wrestler who's had them.
Yeah, and I don't know what a current WWE contract is like, but I know with my first big one was WCW, and they had, again, mine was a 3-year contract, but they had, I think it was a window every 90 days where you could be let go. And they had to give you, I don't remember if it was 30 or 60 days notice before they could terminate your contract. So if you had a 90-day, they had to give you at least that 30 or 60 days notice, and then your contract ended at that specific date. I had mine taken out. I had a 1-year window in my 30-day contract, my 3-year contract. So if they just decided to release me today, it's like, well, you have to pay me till the end of the year because that's the only window in my contract. And if they didn't give me notice, like if it was 29 days before the end of the year, then they had to pay me for an entire year in 29 days because there was a specific window. And I think those originated with old WWE contracts back before they were guaranteed. They were automatic rollover contracts because you're only guaranteed like $500 a year and 50 dates on television, and you got a percentage of the gate. And they had to give you notice that they weren't going to be rolled over. So that's sort of when the no compete thing sort of started, I believe, because they had to give you the 30 or 60 days notice or what it was. And then at the end of that window is when you could be released. So you were paid after you were technically fired. And then when they took out the automatic rollovers because guys were getting guaranteed money, that's when they ran into the, oh, geez, if they just let their contract expire, they can show up on someone else's show the next day. And that's when I believe the full proper no-compete specifications were in, that no matter when you're terminated, you have a 60 or 90 day or 30 days in NXT no-compete. And it is really just we give you 90 days notice that you're being fired, and then you will be paid for those 90 days, and then you're fired.
All right. What else have we got here? Let me make sure I've got this in order. All In apparently did great, which I think we all knew. Keep in mind that this was the show where WWE decided, in order to combat them, they were going to do two back-to-back shows head-to-head. So we got 3 hours of NXT and 3 hours of AAA, head-to-head with all 6 hours, including the buy-in of All Out. And even with all of that, the show appears to have done between 210 and 230,000 buys, which Dave said would be the highest in company history, which is kind of right. If it beats 216, it will be the highest in company history. If it does 210, it'll be second, because All Out 2021 with CM Punk and Darby Allin was 215. So, unknown television numbers, international numbers, were up more than 50%. From this year's average. Domestic numbers were also up by more than 50% from this week's average. With the success of this show, Revolution, and Full Gear, The six-month period starting with Revolution has been easily the most successful, even with running more shows based on average buys per show, and even more so total buys of any period in AEW history, beating the period after CM Punk arrived. So that number would be either the first or second biggest pro wrestling pay-per-view number ever since WWE started the network in 2014, and not far off from what UFC averaged last year. And would be the largest pay-per-view of any kind so far this year, as he can't even find boxing numbers that have hit 200,000. So seems to have done very, very well. 2023, all in 200,000. 2024 and 2025 both brought in 170 and 182, respectively.
I still think there is another purpose to the head-to-head shows than hurting AEW. I think there is something, and it may be effective, actually, in that die-hard WWE fans that watch NXT, that watch AAA, that watch WWE, they're just all WWE fans. I think keeping them busy on a all-in weekend may keep them from trying AEW, where obviously AEW fans, they're going to watch all-in. And they can get a big bump in a buy rate by just attracting more of their regular viewers to buy. But I think with WWE, keeping your hardcore fans that don't watch AEW busy on big weekends where they might, hey, you know what? There's no WWE this weekend. Let me check out this other promotion. I think they really want to avoid that because there's a chance they may like it better and they could lose diehards. So I think there's more of a reason to head-to-head than just, we're going to hurt their buy rate.
I think that that's what they would say. However, I don't think it works at all. Like, I think it would work if they ran Saturday night's main event against All In. Then I think you're going to distract WWE fans. But you're not distracting any WWE fans with a AAA. I mean, the AAA numbers are out there. I mean, the concurrent worldwide views of that show on YouTube. On YouTube! Concurrent worldwide views for a free show on YouTube were like under 50,000, which is a non-existent number of people. That's like your absolute hardcore AAA fans, and that's it. And then for NXT, I mean, I presume we'll get NXT numbers here soon because it did air on the CW. But, like, I didn't hear anybody talking about that show. Nobody talked about that show.
I thought Tom had the numbers yesterday.
Did he?
I thought so.
How did it do?
It was not impressive. I think it was like 200. It was 200 to 250,000, I think, is the number he said.
All right. Someone get me the CW numbers for NXT, please. And I also just got word that we are currently at four people who have been cut from NXT. And I don't have the names yet, but that's the number. So we'll hopefully get the names somewhat soon. So there you go. All right. AEW looking to establish its own presence in the Middle East. Announced on Thursday, Dynamite Collision and the pay-per-views, which you will be pleased to know are not referred to as pay-per-views. They are referred to as live premium events, LPEs. We'll air for those in the Middle East and North Africa on TOD by BN. No idea when it starts, no terms of the deal, but they did get a deal in the Middle East for AEW.
Based off that, I think we can say that that all-out match might be an LTC match.
It was. Actually, that's pretty much what they announced it as. An LTC match. Okay, they have the replay numbers, but not the actual show. That doesn't sound good for the actual show. Replay was 285 and a 0.05. So they did. I think they replayed it twice, actually, during the day. And, I mean, I can't say this 100%, but the fact is, if we got the replay number but not the live number, then the replay number must have killed
better.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not gonna send out the replay number if the live number did better. So yeah, that nobody watched that show live is what happened. which we knew based on feedback, but somebody actually also had the Google, I think it was on our front page, where the like the Google search numbers for AEW versus the two WWE shows. And
although you would hope AEW's WrestleMania in a stadium would outdo their developmental and foreign country brand.
You would think so. But as always, all these Google searches is always weird because it's like, you know, I searched on Google, but I didn't search for All In. I was searching for the other two to like find out what time do they air. Like, I didn't know. So it's always interesting to
maybe there'll be a drop in Google numbers with all the political Google heat going on.
Okay, so here we go. I got it.
What are the MapQuest searches looking like?
NXT Heat Wave. 281,000 viewers and a 0.05. This does not specify that was the replay. The Great American Bash did 394 and a 0.07. Now, granted, it's possible Heat Wave... It did better than this. We just don't know how much. But it did air on the ESPN Unlimited app for the first time. I don't know how many people watched it there as opposed to the CW, but it would have done something there. It was not like it was zero. The Collision Go Home show for All In, 343 and a 0.06, which is not too bad. And then SmackDown did 1.12 million and a 0.23, which was not particularly good. And there is a lot of sports competition on the weekends now, so, I mean, everybody's going to be suffering from here
back
on out.
Back to school, baby.
Back to school. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Pro Wrestling for Dummies is available right now, everybody. Go up and grab it on Kindle. And the hard copy is going to be shipping soon. Within the next couple of weeks, if you've pre-ordered the hard copy. But you can go up and read the Kindle version right now. But if you want to order it, it's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart, Target, etc., etc.
Is it technically a soft cover?
Yeah, I don't think they do hardcover for...
Okay, just when you said hard copy, I was curious.
Well, the hard copy is the hard copy, but it can still be a paperback hard copy. Yes.
Just wanting to be clear.
Yes, this is this is author talk, Lance. Actually, you've been an author. All right. Worlds Collide, which is the show from the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois, September 16th. 9,792 tickets out, up 241 since the last update. And last time they ran Raw in the building, it was 12,493. And I can't say this 100%, but I'm pretty sure CM Punk's going to end up working that show. So, if you want to get your tickets now, actually wait so you don't have to yell at me if he doesn't. But I'm pretty sure he's working that show.
So you're not that confident.
Josh Alexander is going to be working with Scott D'Amore to set up a Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling School, the Can-Am Dojo. And D'Amore will be the general manager. Alexander is the head coach. State-of-the-art 4,000-square-foot facility in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Full spectrum of training, beginner and advanced courses, welcoming aspiring wrestlers at all stages of their journey. I think there's a lot of advanced wrestlers who probably should go and start taking that beginner course, in my opinion. But then it'll offer trainee showcase events where you can get game day reps in front of live audiences and more. Did they ask you to do this, Lance?
No.
Ah, I thought they'd
Scott,
at least ask
Scott,
so you could
Scott
say no.
Scott knows I'm not moving to Windsor.
Well, you know, just
I love Scott. Scott knows.
What's wrong with Windsor?
Nothing. I'm not leaving Calgary.
What's so great about Calgary?
My family's here.
Well, I mean, they could move too, right?
No.
They don't want to go
not.
To Windsor?
No.
All right, fine.
I love Scott. He will treat you well. So if you check out the Maple Leaf Pro Dojo, you'll be at least in the hands of good people.
Hey, let's do a Q&A with Lance and I. If you want to send us a question, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Don't call. It doesn't ring. It's a gimmick number. It's only for text messages. 425-780-7566. Or you can email FRWOnline@gmail.com. Or you can just go get a cameo from me right now. I got time.
That'll be good radio.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it on the air, but I'll do a cameo for you or a loved one, bitter enemy, hated foe. We'll do it all. SmackDown tonight. And this is a live show. What will happen after Sami Zayn interfered in last week's number one contenders match? I mean, I can guess. Cody Rhodes will speak. prior to battling Randy Orton at Sunday night's main event, which is Sunday.
Certainly better than showing up and miming.
I don't know about that. I'd like to see that. Julia looks to bring the pain to Blake Monroe in a rescheduled debut match. Actually, this is a taped show. I apologize. I thought it was live because they taped it, and we've only got four things announced, even though they could just announce the entire card, because it's been taped! And as God is my witness, Shinsuke Nakamura and the former Hiromu Takahashi face Kit Wilson and The Miz. The Miz and Hiromu will be wrestling each other on SmackDown tonight.
Tom put that over yesterday.
How? How is this possible?
When worlds collide, brother.
God, not one of you predicted this on the prediction show this year. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. And then Sunday night's main event, Cody versus Randy, Obafemi and Braun Breaker, and Baron Corbin and Little Yachty. With if Yachty survives 5 minutes, Trick gets a U.S. title shot against Baron Corbin the same night. Sky goes, why did Hiromu get to skip NXT? He didn't, well, I mean, it's not that he got to skip. Evil, for reasons unknown, wanted to start in NXT. Sucks to be that guy. But he made his bed. Now he's got to sleep in it, as they say.
Maybe he hates flying, wants to just stay put for a little bit.
It's possible, but God, you're staying put in NXT.
Is he dating or married to someone Eo. In WWE? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, this person here says, when the referee is counting the pin, sometimes it seems like the referee will draw out that last count dramatically. But isn't that unfair? Shouldn't every pin count be the same length? Would you like to start or should I?
Well, if he holds the third one a little bit every time, then it's still fair.
Yeah. I first saw this. Well, I mean, every referee is
different.
And
I've noticed some referees now don't even look at the shoulders when it's the finish.
That's true.
They just stare right down the canvas where they're hitting because they know it's three. And they never even look at the shoulders.
I think that as long as whatever you do as a referee is consistent and it makes the match better, I'm all for it.
Watching old ECW clips, the refs there counted so damn fast.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's just like, what are we doing? I didn't notice it or think about it at the time, but watching clips now, I'm like...
And some of them would, like, bounce off their knees as they counted. It was weird. My favorite referee for a long time was Earl Hebner. Nick Patrick. My favorite referee was Earl Hebner. Man, I thought that guy was just great. The way he slid in for the pin, and he would do a 1-2 the same every time. And the third, he would do this spin because he knew the guy was going to kick out, which made it look even more dramatic. But then, obviously, you know, he also, when there was like a big, dramatic, cataclysmic finish, he would do that really slow, dramatic count. And like, if it were real, he'd be a horrible referee. But it added so much drama to some of these matches. And I thought he was just great. And I'm also a huge fan of Red Shoes. And a lot of the Japanese referees are the ones who will do that. They'll do 1-2, and then, you know, the delayed third count, which I think just adds a lot of drama to these matches. So as long as whatever you do adds drama, I don't care. If it takes away from it, then I do care. But I like how a lot of these referees do it.
As long as it's consistent.
Sure. Exactly. All right, let's see what we got in the text message bin. 425-780-7566. This person says, happy fun Friday. Any word on either Naomi or Toni Storm? Nope. Just a waiting game. for them to be able to return. For Lance, did you hear that Chelsea Green referred to you as her wrestling dad in the new Chris Van Vliet interview?
I have not listened to the interview, but doesn't surprise me as the older gentleman that trained her and broke her into the business. That's not an uncommon reference.
Better than her grandfather.
Yes, much better.
I refer to you as my grandfather, Lance.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Old Lancer.
Where Chelsea's a nice person.
How dare you? All right. I'm a little late, but I heard there may or may not be a WBD Paramount deal in the future because UFC is on Paramount, somewhat merged with WWE. Well, they are merged. HBO Max is AEW. Do you think there will be a conflict? I mean,
who knows what's happening with that deal, brother?
Yeah, who even knows? But I mean, the fact of the matter is if the parent company feels that a property is going to do big business for them, you know, this is these are gigantic, gigantic companies. And I don't think that WWE has the power to nix it, nor do I think that they would nix it to try to keep WWE happy. If they want it, they're going to take it. If they don't, they're not. And we don't even know we have no idea what the hell's going on. We are a long ways away from figuring out. But here's the thing, guys. I mean, the big question when it comes to AEW's renewal, there's only one question, everybody. And the question is, will they get an increase? That's the only question. Like, whatever you want to say about AEW, whether you like it or not, attendance for house show or attendance for TV and everything like that, this is a very successful television show, okay? It just is. And whether they end up with WBD or not, they're going to get a good deal somewhere. It's going to happen. Now, is it going to be a better deal? Like, if they re-sign with WBD, are they going to get a better deal than they're getting now? Are they going to get a significantly better deal? I don't think they're going to be offered less, okay? I don't think they're going to be offered less. I have talked many times about, I don't think this overrun strategy is good. This giving away 25 minutes every single week, absolutely free to WBD. I know it's like a nice thing to do, and they're partners, and WBD likes it. But really what you're telling WBD is, we are happy to give you more for the same price. I think that's a bad thing to tell your partner when it's negotiation season. You're expecting a business to reward you like friends. And maybe it'll happen, but maybe all you're telling them is, hey, we'll give you more for the same. And I think that's taking a risk.
Not to mention that it brings down the average rating of your show.
It does. And yes, it increases the viewership. It increases it. It falsely increases the viewership of the show that follows, which is great for WBD. But how does that help AEW? Other than saying, hey, we were really nice to you for a year. Can you please give us a lot more money? So, I mean, my point is, I don't think they're going to be offered less under any circumstances. I think they're good to go for the foreseeable future because of how the show does. I'm skeptical that they're going to get a huge increase. I think there's a good chance they will get a increase. And worst case scenario, I think they will they'll get what they're getting now. That's worst case scenario. But you're not going to see, oh, nobody wants Dynamite, they're going to go out of business. Nothing like that is going to happen. There's too many options for places out there that would like programming that does very, very well. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime,
sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, amazingly, we're already out of time, everybody. Apologize if we didn't get a chance to get to everybody's question here. But we do have one last question for you. If you could take one wrestler that you trained and put them in any promotion in any era.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I shouldn't have asked that one.
This one that takes like...
Where would you put Chelsea if you could? WWE in 2026. Perfect.
I think she fits in perfectly right where she is.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Anything else here? In 2019, Brian called Lance during a Brian and Vinny Christmas show, and a mysterious voice did the voicemail greeting, telling Brian Alvarez to F off. Who was that voice?
It was Don Callis.
Is that who it was? Yeah. I hate that guy. God! Why are you friends with him, Lance?
I don't know. I met him a long time ago, and he's hard to kick.
Gee, man, oh man. Despicable. I don't remember any of that. I guess I can't hate him that much.
You were drunk.
Yeah. Oh, well. It was fun. Hey, we're out of time. What?
It was when I went back to WWE, so I didn't want to be on your show.
I see. That's right. We didn't want to get you in trouble.
So we had Don Callis.
So that guy did it. Anyway. Hey, this coming Sunday at Bumbershoot in Seattle, everybody, if you're going Sunday at Bumbershoot, there's two SOS wrestling shows. The second show is at 8 p.m., and I will be defending the Relentless Pacific Northwest Championship against Chris Rizik on that show. 8 o'clock p.m. Sunday night at Bumbershoot. Hopefully we'll see some of you there. Come by and say hi. Root me on. And my first singles match since 2019, I believe.
Yeah, don't lose Tom's title.
2019, oh man. I'm tempted to. Just to screw with him. All right. We're out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Lance. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.